the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
A key pillar of Missouri State University's public affairs mission is cultural competence. Throughout the year, Missouri State University works to advance diversity issues and to help students and the community recognize and respect multiple perspectives and cultures. I'm Andrea Mostyn. Dr. Ken Coopwood is Vice President of Diversity and Inclusion at Missouri State. He joins me today. As we move into the new year, what are some of the diversity issues that we're facing locally?
Well, locally, I think we have a lot of positive things going on, but one thing in particular that I think is worth mentioning is the growth of the Greater Race and Faith Collaborative that began several months ago, but has now swelled into a year-long slate of activities that allow people to be engaged at every level, personal, family, community, and even places where they gather, like at work or church. The year is broken into four quarters. The first quarter we're just finishing now, and that's called the self or introspective quarter. And during this quarter, we want people to do things like visit the Race and Faith website, which is raceandfaith.com altogether. And when you do that, there'll be tools on the site that allow you an opportunity to go in and take a self-inventory and engage in games and activities that help you think a little bit more about who you are, why you say the things you do, what kind of choices you make based upon the way you were reared or the way you worship, etc. There's also a personal challenge where we ask, when you go into the site today, call three people who are different from you. Next week, join someone of a different race or ethnic group for dinner, and not just say, let's meet somewhere, but go to their personal space and enjoy something that they enjoy. The idea is to get people out of their comfort zone and to learn more about themselves through the discomfort that they might feel eating or socializing somewhere that they normally don't. Then in a month or so, go to other places that historically you might not readily find yourself, like go to a different place of worship. For example, go visit a history museum that showcases people and things that you don't normally get to see in your daily life. And then in a month or so, invite your friends and family to do the same thing. Share what you've learned and invite them to learn the same. Then those experiences hopefully become ingrained into your everyday lifestyle.
And nationally, what are some of the issues?
Well, the issues nationally center a lot on how people interact. And the interaction really has a lot to do with the things that people don't think about when they're interacting. For example, one would be unconscious bias. What we mean by unconscious bias are the things that you've been taught to do or think or feel or say without thinking about those things at all. They're just natural occurrences as you dialogue with people who are the same or different from you. A lot of study has been done on things called microaggressions, for example, and those are the little things that happen when you see somebody coming, you don't hold the door, or you hurry up and put your things away when you see somebody different coming into the room, those kind of things, and even other concepts like stereotype threat, which is really a person thinking about confirming a stereotype just so that they won't be perceived as members of a larger group for whatever reason, especially when those things are negative. So on a national scale, a lot of training and a lot of program reconstruction is going on so that historically marginalized groups like women and like people with disabilities, they get a chance to excel in corporate America just like anyone else, without having to deal with matters that single them out because of who they are and the differences that they carry.
Dr. Ken Coopwood is Vice President of Diversity and Inclusion at Missouri State University, and I'm Andrea Mostyn for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.